Histórias infantis e contos escritos por autores e ilustradores aborígenes e ilhéus do Estreito de Torres são histórias divertidas ou tristes, profundas ou leves e alegres. Amblin Quaimulina é uma escritora e ilustradora aborígene do grupo Palico. Ela diz que a melhor maneira de aprender e entender os povos indígenas da Austrália é lendo seus contos escritos na sua própria voz.
People are very aware now that in the past there's been a lot of disrespectful learning and that they want a respectful way to connect. The best way and the easiest way is to start connecting with Indigenous stories, because stories that have been told by Indigenous people about Indigenous people are an inherently respectful space. It means Indigenous people have chosen what information they want to put in the public domain and they are telling that story in their own voice. So I think that these narrative spaces are incredible spaces for people to come together.
Escritores e artistas indígenas têm produzido livros infantis que transcendem os limites da literatura ocidental. Estes livros são obras de arte, filosofia, cultura, história e linguagem que calam fundo tanto nas crianças como nos adultos.
Books, for example, like Maralinga, which was done by the Anangu people with Christabel Mattingly, is a book which is as much an art book and a history book and a culture book as it is a picture book. So it captures a lot within those pages. And there's other picture books that are the same. So Down the Hole, which is published by IOD Press, which is a Stolen Generation story, and Jani Ruftar, which is published by Magabala Books and which contains dreaming stories as well as kinship maps and cultural information, are just the most incredible cultural and historical tomes captured in that picture book form.
Foi Amblin Quaimulina citando clássicos da literatura aborígene infantil como Maralinga, Down the Hole e Charani Rafftail. É a campanha Walk With Us da Rádio SBS.